Letter to Elizabeth. I did not have syphilis. There. The first sentence, the smallest one, the one they will seize. Let me repeat it slowly, that even the deaf physicians of the next century might read it from my lips. I did not rot upward from the loins. I was not corrected by some moral providence wearing the mask of spirochete. The man who inscribed that word across my body did so because it comforted them. The great affirmer felled by a dirty little vice. What a tidy picture for small souls. What relief for the herd to learn that the one who philosophized with a hammer was in the end merely diseased in the manner of degenerates. They did not diagnose me. They sentenced me, and the sentence was sweet to them precisely because it was a verdict upon my morals, not a fact about my brain. Consider what a diagnosis is, Lama. It is a story the living tell over a dead body that can no longer speak. And of all the stories they might have told, they reached for the one that stained. Not the inheritance, though our own father went dark at 35. The brain softening in his skull, while you were still too small to recall the smell of the sick room. Not the years I lived as half a blind man, vomiting out whole weeks, the daylight itself a knife, the right eye failing, the skull splitting along its old seams. Not the thing that pressed and grew behind my eye, patient as a root. No, these were too clean for them. A tumor accuses no one. A flaw in the vessels of the blood, handed down like the shape of a nose, indicts no brothel, and flatters no moralist. They wanted the disease that meant I had sinned. They needed me guilty because a guilty Dionysus is bearable, and the innocent one is not. So much for the physicians. They were merely small. You, Lama, you were industrious. I broke with you while I still had a tongue. You will remember it, though you spent 40 years pretending you did not. You married your agitator, your apostle of the German soul and the Jewish manners. And I wrote to you that your nearness to an anti-Semitic chieftain filled me with a revulsion as deep as anything in my life. I meant it to the marrow. I could see what was coming, Lama. I had made war on exactly that, on the nationalism, on the hatred of the Jews, on the whole sweating German self-congratulation that mistook its own resentment for virtue. I broke with Wagner over less. And you, my own blood,
sailed off to plant a colony of it in the Paraguayan mud, little Germany purified of everything I had ever loved. You named it as though purity were an achievement and not a poverty. It failed, of course. Your Forester fed himself poison in that Paraguayan ruin, and you came home a widow with a talent newly discovered, the curating of a brother who could no longer object. And how you curated me.
There is the temple on a hiv, and appointed yourself its princess. And into it you carried my name as a relic to be dressed and redressed according to the fashions of this season.
You wrote letters in my hand that my hand never wrote. You took the sweepings of my notebooks, the abandoned, the crossed out, the merely attempted, and you stitched them into a volume and laid my name along the spine and told the world it was my summit.
A will to power that I never willed.
I had left those pages as a man leaves a quarry that he has decided not to build in. You sold the rubble. It was a cathedral, Lama. The thing you never grasped.
You who grasped nothing and edited everything.
The false diagnosis and the false books are one crime. The physician who writes syphilis over a silent man. And the sister who writes prophets of the Reich over a silent brother are performing the same act.
Both are theft. Both make me say what I did not say. Make me be what I was not. While I lie there, unable to answer. You did to my work precisely what they did to my body. You read it into the silence of the meaning that served you. And you called your forgery my truth. And then, your masterpiece. You gave me to them. To the very Reich. To the marching and the eagles and the cleansing and the hatred of the Jews that I had spat at my whole life. You set my walking stick in the hand of the little corporal and let him be photographed beside my bust.
The man who said the anti-Semites should be shot was canonized as their saint by his own sister.
There's no disease filthy enough in all the world to set beside that. So let them keep their word. Syphilis. Let it stand as the measure of how small the small can be. The sickness was in the eye, in the blood, in the line our father died along. And the sickness was also in you, Lama, in the industrious hands. That loved me only once I could no longer contradict them.
But you should know how this ends, since you did not live to watch it. They came after you. Patient men with patient additions, who laid your forgeries beside my pages, and found the seams. They unstitched your book. They restored my crossings out. The text you stole is being handed back, line by line. And your hand is being scrubbed from it, like soot from a window. Time is the one editor you could not bribe. I did not have syphilis, and I did not write your book. Set both lies down. I am taking my name back. Friedrich Nietzsche.